Hello there. I'm feeling a bit more perky now. I've had a Barocca and I thought I'd share with you the sort of epic fail that I've just had in my life. In my house that I live in with my parents, there's a field out the front of us. It's a nice bit of green belt and it separates us from the old people's village, which has sprouted up over the past sort of year or so, where there's about 30 billion old people. The smell of sort of urine and lily of the valley is quite overpowering on hot days. But we do, in this bit of field in between us, there is a little bit of wildlife. Every so often you'll see a deer or, you know, some ducks. There's a little pond that they've created. And you see the ducks in there and, you know, it's all very nice and stuff. But we do have a resident pheasant who is vicious. He's a horrible, horrible little sod. And on my way to the shop to go and pick up some emergency hangover Lucozade, I found myself being chased down the road by this horrible, horrible, horrible beast of pretty colours, the pheasant, squawking madly at me and actually chasing me away from my own house, down my own road. Much to my 15-year-old next-door neighbour's amusement, I actually had to run back into the field, which, you know, connects me to the local garage and source of emergency Lucozade and Red Bull. When I ran in, I looked a bit flustered, and I explained to the woman about the horrible pheasant. She said she'd seen it. She said, "Oh, isn't it pretty colours? Blah blah blah." Yes, it is. It's beautiful colours. I can't deny this. And I said, "Oh, I hope it's buggered off now. It's had its fill. It's had a bit of exercise. I've had a bit of exercise. Maybe we can all leave this whole experience happily." No. When I got back into the field, the fucking pheasant was waiting there, just waiting to look at me and chase me once again, now to the amusement of all of my next door neighbours who've been stood in the street talking to me. So it's not bad enough that I'm in my 20s and live with my parents, which I find, you know, a bit depressing at the best of times. But now I've just been outsmarted by a bloody game bird. My life isn't that great at the moment, to be honest. I've got an awful gin hangover, and I've been chased by a sodding bird, and I'm fairly sure that my cat just flicked me the V's, because I haven't fed him yet. He's a horrible little sod as well. Now I'm quite afraid to go back outside, realising that the utter fail of this whole situation, apart from being sort of pestered by a bird, is that I left my Lucozade on the garage counter. Sad times. Sad, sad times. I'm going to sign off now and go and regroup somewhere and try and feel a little bit better about myself. Perhaps I'll have a cup of tea with lots of sugar and then throw it at the pheasant.